This week, the Vietnamese government released one of the country's best-known political bloggers from prison. The government then sent the man, Nguyen Van Hai, to the United States. His release has been widely welcomed. But the legality of the move has raised questions. A crowd of supporters welcomed Nguyen Van Hai as he arrived Wednesday at Los Angeles International Airport in California. Vietnamese officials approved his early release from prison. Hai was sentenced to 12 years in prison in 2012 for directing propaganda against the state. Two other bloggers also received jail sentences at the trial. Hai wrote under the name Dilke. He reported on government corruption and Vietnam's territorial dispute with China. And he established the Free Journalists Club, a group for citizen journalists. Many Vietnamese have welcomed his release. But his lawyer says the government had no legal reason to expel him from the country. Ha Huy Sun represented the blogger. He said, under Vietnamese law, officials can release a person only after they have served more than half their sentence or admitted to a crime and asked for mercy. Neither was true in Hai's case, he said. Pham Tho Hung works for Vietnam's Ministry of Foreign Affairs. She said, the government let him fly to the United States for humanitarian reasons. Nguyen Chi Dung is Hai's son. He says the way the government dealt with his father shows how officials can act when dealing with government critics.
My father was cut in there illegal.
The son says Vietnamese officials did not give his father any papers explaining why he was in jail. He says they released him in much the same way. In his words, this shows what is happening in Vietnam right now. People can be caught any time the government wants for any reason. Nguyen Van Hai was sentenced to 2.5 years in prison for failing to pay taxes. Government critics say the tax evasion charges were made for political reasons. After serving the sentence, he reportedly stayed in prison while Vietnamese officials carried out an investigation. The United States was among several foreign governments to call for his release. Reports say the temporary suspension of Hai's sentence was a result of negotiations with U.S. officials over the partial lifting of the American arms ban on Vietnam. On Tuesday, the State Department said Hai chose to go to the United States. However, his son says this is not exactly true.
But it is not really a choice, because if my father chose to be in Vietnam, that also means he has to stay in jail. They will not release him.
Rights groups have welcomed the release. But an official with one such group warned it does not mean there has been a change in Vietnamese policy. Phil Robertson is the Deputy Asia Director of Human Rights Watch. In his words, Dilke's many readers will not read his blog from the U.S. But that doesn't change the fact that other bloggers who take his place in Vietnam will still face the same systemic police harassment and abuses he did. Human Rights Watch estimates that Vietnam has between 150 and 200 political prisoners. Vietnam denies this. I'm Bob Doty. Words in this story: government, Noun, a system of governing. The organization of people that rules a country, city, or area. Questions. Noun, sentences or words used in asking for information, problems, issues to be discussed. Release. Noun, freedom. Sentenced. Verb, declaring the punishment for a crime. Sentence. Noun, the punishment for a crime. Now it's your turn to use these words in this story. In the comments section, write a sentence using one of these words, and we will provide feedback on your use of vocabulary and grammar.